Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
How is your Friday going?
Thus far, pretty top-notch, actually.
Top-notch Friday.
I would say top-notch, yeah.
Do you have any...
A cup of coffee.
Yeah, you brought in some coffee this morning. Thank you for that.
On the way. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
Pretty, having any good. Any allergic activity happening in the eye to nose zone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the last 2 days, and I don't remember anything happening, but it feels like somebody punched me in the nose.
Yes.
Like right up in the bridge, it hurts. I don't have that pressure.
Okay.
Or Shannon maybe elbowed me, one of the two. But
you may be injured.
I might. I don't know. Do I have any bruising or black eye in that area?
All right. No.
But in the last half an hour, I've just been sniffling. Stop sniffling.
I had that yesterday, that kind of like feeling like you're gonna sneeze. There must be something out there.
Did it ever happen?
A couple times.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because what a way to live.
There was some payoff, but not enough for it.
I'm feeling like I might sneeze and then you don't?
Yes. When you don't get a sneeze, it is so disappointing.
I'm concerned. Where did it go?
I don't know.
It was there.
It was all there. And then, yeah, when the sun, you know, if you look into the sun, that kind of helps.
Yeah. We were doing a lot of pictures yesterday. Congratulations, by the way, Eastern Iowa Health Center, brand new pharmacy.
Yeah.
Southeast Cedar Rapids. Reminder, it's for everybody. You don't have to be a patient of them to use
that
pharmacy.
Not a patient. You don't have to be in the neighborhood. Anybody.
And the best angle when we did all of our photos was to get the building behind us. And there was just a pinch of sun. So I probably look like I couldn't quite open my eyes.
There's going to be some really good photos of
us. Yeah. You two will look great. You'll look great and the guest will look great. But it's just, I couldn't.
I kept my shades on.
You did?
I know.
I didn't even notice that.
Look, but for
why didn't I just put my shades back
staring
on?
Staring into the sun.
I hate staring into the sun.
If your eyes are closed, nobody knows because you had shades on in that photo.
Were your eyes closed?
A little bit because it was sunny.
It was very sunny. Yes.
They're like, do that thing, 3, 2, 1, and then look up.
I tried that too, but then you open your eyes bright and all it all invades your eyes.
And then you got that crazy look in your eyes in the photo.
Yeah.
I can't have that. Got enough whisperings about craziness going on.
Her regular eyes are crazy. Now they're even crazier.
She just got crazier. What was that look about?
Well, hopefully I'll be... Get this out of here.
We got this. We'll sniffle our way
through. It's not going to slow things down. I just don't want to have to sniffle for 4 hours.
No, because this particular Friday is jam-packed. We got a lot of moving pieces going on. We've got a Hooli halftime show.
We have something for everybody. If you're a fan of K-pop Demon Hunters, we have something for you. If you like Irish music and you're a Cyclone fan, we have something for you. If you like Broadway musicals, we have something for you. If you like pop culture news, we have something for you. If you like nerd news, we have something for you. That's today.
Something for everyone.
We're like the Cheesecake Factory of radio.
Exactly.
We have everything.
We have the biggest menu you've ever seen.
Here's
in
our
your
9-page menu.
Yeah. Prepare.
Yes.
But you don't have to make a choice. That's the nice thing.
By the way, you're getting it all.
You
the chef is just going to send it out.
One of everything.
Yes.
Congratulations. And it is football season.
Officially tomorrow, Iowa State kicks off the college football season in Ireland.
Week 0, Iowa State, Kansas State in Ireland. And then we've got NFL season pregames. 71% of us will turn down regular plans with other humans just to watch football.
In general or this first weekend? Probably
in general. In general, for football season.
Oh, we've done that many
times. Scheduling life around.
My entire life changes next Saturday. Every Saturday is busy.
Yeah.
Because I'm either watching a game in Iowa City, we're going to the Wisconsin game this year, or I have made plans to go out or watch the Iowa away game that day.
I
live.
Feel like that's like a culture thing. Like things are shaped and molded around football games
yes.
so that people can watch the ones in your area, right?
Totally.
Like, there's not going to be some sort of event where it's like, oh, I have to make a decision. I'm going to watch the game.
You are. Now, that's the true fan. I bet part of that stat also shows if you're a casual Cowboys fan and they're starting to have a good season, all of a sudden now you're paying more attention.
Yeah, you're right.
And things you may have on the calendar in October, you're like, I can't. I got to watch the game now.
You're totally right. Yeah. My husband will like, oh.
For the Vikings?
I got to make sure I'm home and watch the Vikings. And I'm like, really this season? No, you're right. Okay, well.
Yeah, if your team is starting to maybe make a turn and things are looking good, and maybe you've kind of like blown them off a little bit.
It's just a little more fun that way.
I got to watch them.
Yeah.
I got to cancel all my plans.
Then
your daughter has a recital. I don't care.
It's your daughter's recital.
It's your daughter's recital.
Come on, man.
She only gets confirmed once. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, but
team. It's an international game. It kicks off early.
Come on.
Can't we just, you know, baptize her in the house?
You know that's not how it works.
I'm making these up as I stand here, and I'm sure all of those have been actual conversations somewhere in the United States.
Yes. Real.
It's just water. Put her in the sink. Right?
We can't do that.
It's her wedding day.
Can't miss it for a football game.
I'll be there after the game's over.
Okay, great.
Well, count me among the many who cancel plans.
You're one of the 71%.
I sure am.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
We got to beat this drum a lot and loudly. We are going for another world record.
Yes, round two is a different world record. We already made our record with the Cedar Rapids Colonels for Mr. Shuck's birthday, the largest gathering of people wearing party hats.
When we did that, it was pretty self-contained. It was at the ballpark.
Yeah.
The home of Mr. Shuck's, the home of the Colonels. The challenge with this new record, which is most people eating cereal in one location, is cereal is a universal food.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to let all of Cedar Rapids and beyond know that this is going on. And it dawned on us yesterday while we were doing our live broadcast at the East Iowa Health Center that getting the city behind us is going to be key to this.
Absolutely. We want them on board. This is a big cereal town. So we thought that they would be, but to make it official, we cornered a few people.
Number one was at-large city council member David Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hey,
did you know, fun fact.
Here's the question for him. You show up to everything.
Yeah.
You are plugged into this town, and you speak up for it, and you are a champion. Can we have your database? Like, we would like to talk to all of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a meeting planned with him.
Yep.
And that was a very quick conversation. We didn't corner him for too long. And he's like, yeah, let's meet next week.
Well,
and we'll talk about.
That's because he was agreeable immediately, which I appreciated.
He's a great guy. Second meeting, Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell.
She was busy. She had some remarks to make, but right after her remarks, we were like, hey, Madam Mayor, got a minute?
How does a person go about getting a proclamation around here? A mayoral proclamation?
Yeah, do we have to like call your office, set up a meeting of some sort?
What's the lead time on something like that?
Yeah.
Who makes all the thereases and wherefores and thereoutthous, right?
Yeah.
It's like Shakespearean language. Somebody's got to write that. And do they have to have a quill and squid ink? I don't know.
All good questions that we asked her.
And she said, no, it's 2025. We do it on the internet now. I'm like, great.
Quite simple. Oh, okay. Well, can you send me a URL?
So we are in the process of basically building alliances with as many factions in Cedar Rapids as possible. Because when you go for a world record of people eating cereal, and we need 2,000 people on September the 20th, you got to have a lot of people talking about it.
And this one feels so personal because this is a big cereal town. And we're all going to be eating bowls of Captain Crunch Crunchberry cereal. That smell. It's the smell of Cedar Rapids.
It's part of our identity.
Yes.
It's made it onto Ray Gun t-shirts, for
so
goodness sake.
So important.
Sakes. So here's what you need to know right now. September 20th, go to the farmer's market. We're going to need you for a couple of hours. You're going to sign up ahead of time. You basically need a ticket to take part.
Yep.
There's no charge, clearly.
No.
Registration's going to open tomorrow during Market After Dark. And then once you sign up, we will have you check in on the 20th in the morning, hang out in Green Square Park. At one moment in time after we hand out all the bowls and all the cereal and all the milk, thanks Prairie Farms, we will have everybody take a bite at the same time, document that thing, and look at that, another world record with the Morning Scramble.
So excited. And if you're excited about what we're talking about too, and you want to participate, find us tomorrow night. We're going to be at Market After Dark in Green Square Park footprint.
Yes.
And we're going to be having your first opportunity to sign up and participate.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Target, getting some good old Iowa common sense. Next CEO for Target is a native Iowan.
Really?
His name is Michael Fidelke. He's 49. He currently is the CFO, the chief, or COO, rather, the chief operating officer. In February, he will be the CEO, the chief executive officer. Grew up near Manchester on a farm. Went to Iowa. He's a grad from Iowa.
Wow.
Target, by the way, 2,000 stores across the nation, 21 of those retailers right here in the state of Iowa.
Wow. Congrats. I think he also was like an intern. Like, he's only ever been at Target.
He's been there for 22 years. So quick math, that puts him at 27 when he started.
Extremely unique.
A person stays at one job for that long. Yeah. Lynn County Landfill has had to put out some small fires over the past week due to hidden lithium batteries. Recently, area residents have been throwing away something that is coming in their mail called video brochures.
Video brochures?
So it's a little, it's thicker than a postcard. It's almost like a children's book, about that thick. And it's designed to show you a video. So you get it in the mail, you open the tab, and as soon as you open it, a video starts playing. It's a unique way to market, but you got to power that, right? It's powered by a lithium battery. Lithium batteries, when crushed, can catch fire.
Uh-oh.
And this week, they've been noticing they're sending the trucks out to the landfill after they smash the trash, and they have these little fires going on in the backs of the trucks. They get, you can't take that out where methane gas is.
Heck no.
So while it's an inconvenient ask, please don't just throw those away. Got to take the batteries out.
Okay.
And in fact, anything you throw away with batteries, those can come out and be recycled for free.
That's a good reminder.
Just take the batteries out to the Lynn County Recycling Center in Solid Waste Agency.
But like, you got something in the mail. I didn't necessarily ask for it. I don't want it.
It's so easy to toss that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Lithium batteries. I mean, the fact that they always ask about them on airplanes, they are a fire hazard.
This is a good reminder.
Yes. What's got us feeling all right today? Skunk skateboard video. That's what you need to look up.
Oh, yeah.
Guy at a skate park in Reading, Pennsylvania, rescued a skunk from the skateboard pit, and a woman caught it on video. So,
no way.
Some towns have skate parks. Some other towns actually use old swimming pools and let guys and gals come in and skateboard because it's got a smooth surface on the side.
Sure.
And the skunk somehow found himself in the bottom. And at the steepness or the pitch, and there's really no traction, skunk couldn't climb up.
Aww.
So this guy takes his skateboard, which, much like a surfboard, has a bit of a leash that you kind of keep on your wrist, so if you do fall, the skateboard doesn't keep going.
Uh-huh.
He puts the skateboard down into the pit just enough so the skunk legit can grab the leash, and he drags the skunk out.
Oh.
And then, because the skateboarder was wearing all black and had just walked under some white paint, the skunk came onto him.
Stop. Then the skunk fell in love.
Skunk ran away. It's adorable, though. And this is where you go, the animal has to be, it's problem solving. It's like, I'm stuck here and I don't know what to do.
I can't believe
that. And now there is something in front of me and my animal instinct says, grab it.
But
and trust whatever it is.
What are the pinchies on a skunk? I don't paws, claws.
I think I got paws and claws.
But
they got
opposable
both.
Thumbs.
Like, no thumbs.
Okay, he grabbed onto a rope, basically.
Well, he clawed on and it looks like he bites it for a second to kind of grasp it.
Teeth.
And I'm guessing, just like squirrels, I had a possum trapped in a window well. That one, I just put a broom down, and it shimmied up.
You put a broom down?
Yeah.
That was the ramp?
Yes, a possum ramp, broom handle.
Can be a broom. Huh.
You got a skunk stuck in a skateboard pit? Just need a skateboard with a leash, and you are good to go.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire.
Lil Nas X was arrested and hospitalized yesterday after he was found wandering Ventura Boulevard in nothing but a pair of cowboy boots and some undies.
Ventura Boulevard's a major thoroughfare.
Major, yes, indeed. And he was walking down the middle of the street. And I wouldn't say walking. It's more like he was kind of sashaying.
Sure.
Dancing. A driver was passing by, and they slowed down and recorded Lil Nas, and he seemed to be having a great time, but was saying some confusing things.
Now, we should note, music has been added to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that is the recorded audio that somebody posted. Again, added a little soundtrack to it, but that is concerning.
Very.
That those are just random thoughts.
At one point, he put an orange traffic cone on his head. The police confronted him just before 6 a.m., and he kind of snapped, and he attacked the police officer. So then they had to arrest him for battery of a police officer. Before booking him, though, the police had to take him to the hospital for treatment of what they said was a possible drug overdose. So no word on what was going on. Was he on something? But as of last night, he was being held without bail.
Wow.
So, yeah, very, very concerning. In other better baby news, surprise, it's a baby for Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bongiovi. They are parents. They announced the news yesterday after they were spotted by paparazzi in the Hamptons pushing a stroller on Tuesday. In the joint statement, they said, "This summer, we welcomed our sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark on this beautiful next chapter of parenthood in both peace and privacy."
Follow-up story, John Bon Jovi is a grandfather.
Oh my gosh! they have not revealed name, photo, and they might not, you know, as they said.
That's
the
on their timeline.
Respect our privacy at this time. Well, congratulations. After 17 seasons as a cast on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that cast knows each other pretty well, and they like to have a good time behind the scenes. They apparently are a cast that loves a good prank. Danny DeVito revealed that there was an April Fool's Day prank on set against him that he felt went a little too far, and he almost went to legal action.
What would cause Danny DeVito to sue you?
Let me start with just a reminder. Danny DeVito is an 80-year-old man.
That's right.
He's 80. So he said this was all planned. He had no idea. They asked him to come in. They had to make some changes on the show, but they want you to read the script through and kind of walk through the scenes.
Oh, yeah. We're filming later today. There's been some line changes.
Yeah.
Just need you to come in. We're going to rehearse a little bit.
Yeah. Some changes to the script. And he said, "I start reading this script and it was really, really bad. His character was abused on the show." He's like, I can't even tell you how much abuse this character went through. Midway through, I said, "I'm not going to do this. There's no way that I can do this. It's really, really crazy, the stuff you're asking my character to do." And then, you know, at that point, they're like, "Ha ha, happy April Fools." And he's like, "I was literally considering calling my lawyer and be like, lawsuit, we can't have a workplace like this."
How bad was that script?
It must have been pretty bad. But don't worry, he did not call his lawyer. In fact, he decided to fight pranks with pranks.
Got even?
Yep. They were supposed to be doing one of those, you know, upfronts where they have to travel to Washington and there's a bunch of TV people at a convention.
Tell us about your new show.
Exactly. So they were put up at a hotel, and FX had gotten everybody their own room, but Danny DeVito got to the hotel first, and he told the hotel manager, "Just put me in the smallest room and tell them that is our room and we're sharing it." They set up cots.
Yes.
In a tiny room, and Danny DeVito went into the closet and had a bottle of tequila and just waited and watched, taking some shots while they all talked about what they were going to do.
So everybody shows up and gets a key card and then realize they're on the same elevator, going to the same room.
Exact same room.
And they walk in and it's just cots.
Four people all sharing a room in a tiny hotel room.
I love it.
And as they were about to call the head of FX to complain, like, "We need to have our own hotel rooms. This is not right." He jumps out of the closet and says, "Gotcha." Good. Good on
you. That's how you get back.
Exactly. The best way to do it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Friday, August 22nd. It's the 34th week of the year 2025, Woo! Broadcasting from a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west at an elevation of 840 feet above sea level. I bring you nerd news. Just how big is K-pop Demon Hunters?
How big?
With Netflix. Well, the data is in, and as of this week, looking at the top five streamed Netflix movies of all time, so produced by Netflix Studios.
Okay.
Number five, The Adam Project.
Okay.
Number four, Don't Look Up.
These are big, like Ryan Reynolds and
Don't Look Up is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Thank you.
Carry On. The British actor who played Elton John.
Yes, yes. Taron Killen.
Edgerton. Number three. Number two, with 210 million views, is K-pop Demon Hunters. It is currently number two, and the popularity is still going on.
Right.
It would have to knock out Red Notice, which I believe is a Ryan Reynolds and The Rock
movie. And The Rock. Oh, wow.
But that's only 20 more million views. My question is, will the theater count?
Does that count toward it?
Or does it have to be, it probably has to be streamed on Netflix.
Yeah.
But after a weekend of being in theaters, people are going to come home and want to watch it again.
Well, I feel like there's more, like a new audience that's becoming aware of it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Tomorrow will be my first time.
Yeah.
By the way, when you know you're big is when you sign merchandising deals.
Ah.
And specifically food tie-ins.
What do we got?
K-pop Demon Hunters has signed a deal with a Korean company that makes instant noodles.
Yeah.
Which I believe is featured prominently in the movie.
Yeah.
They will have characters now on the packaging, some of the shrimp crackers, and they're introducing a whole new line of Demon Hunter sauce.
Ooh.
Because of the popularity of this show in Korea. But those products, by the way, are available in the U.S. coming soon. That's how big this global phenomenon, K-pop Demon Hunters, has become.
Cool.
Israel is preparing to perform the world's first ever human spinal cord implant. Using a patient's own cells, a medical breakthrough that could allow paralyzed patients to walk and stand again.
Whoa.
Tel Aviv University made the announcement this week. The surgery will take place in Israel in the coming months.
So they regrow the spinal cord?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Basically?
So if you have one now, by the way, the spinal cord is one of few parts of the human body that does not regenerate itself.
No.
It does not heal itself. So usually treatment is stabilization, trying to prevent further damage,
yeah.
Maximizing your function. It's a lot of rehab, physical
yeah, so
occupational
therapy.
So how
do you replace that?
You find the damaged spine section, because usually the whole spine isn't damaged, just a portion. They will insert lab-grown spinal cord using your own stem cells that will fuse with the healthy tissue that's still there above and below the injury.
Oh.
They've been doing this in rats. It's working.
What?
And the rats that have the spinal injuries end up walking again. They've been working on this for 3 years.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable science.
Wow.
Going on. Spinal cord implant, transplant, possible, happening in months coming up in Israel.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, Claire, last story, nerd news. What's worse than letting AI name your baby?
I don't know.
How about naming your baby after AI?
No. Boo. Boo.
A family in Colombia named their newborn daughter ChatGPT. It could be, I don't know, in Spanish language is why a different pronunciation. EPT maybe? ChatGPT. After the AI program, ChatGPT. Despite the unusual name. And in the country of Colombia, you have to register the name with the National Registry Office, and they give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
What'd they say?
They said thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It seems to be popular in Colombian culture to use names as tribute, whether it's technology or science or Hollywood or athletes. So you'll get these unusual names. Here, by the way, are some names that got turned down. Mipiro, which means my dog. Not allowed.
No, no.
Satanas, which means Satan.
No.
No. So what the National Registry does is if they believe the name would harm the child's dignity or reputation, they tell you to go back and rename it.
Seriously?
That's how it works in Colombia.
Try again.
But chat, YIPT, IPT, YIPT,
YIPT,
YIPITI, A-OK by the Colombia National Child Registry, that child will soon be walking on its own in the streets of Colombia.
So is there like another different name that they're actually going to go by? Like,
no, that's the first.
That's your name. Okay.
You still, the full name is Chat YPT Bastidas Guerrera. That's the full name.
It's beautiful.
But the first is Chat YPT. That's our news.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
A little bit out of sorts. Yeah. This is typically our St. Patrick's Day tradition.
Typically.
So
but it's
we don't
August.
Quite know where to go.
Yeah. Well, but any day that we can start with a little wild nept in studio.
For sure.
It's going to be a good day.
Yes. So they off season, but they've been practicing.
Wait, why are you guys all laughing when we said practice?
Although you guys are fresh off of Irish Fest out of
practice?
Waterloo.
Yeah.
We're talking
Irish
about practice.
Fest? You just were at Irish Fest.
Got a nice mix of green, cardinal,
that
and gold,
that
too.
That was a good practice.
Yes.
We were at Uptown Get Down.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. They did Uptown Get Down in Marion.
You guys are out. You've been practicing.
They're a well-oiled machine. Well, let's see what they have in store for us. You ready to kick off our halftime hoolie? Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hey. The grass is growing, water's flowing, and rain is away. But give me enough of the final stuff that's made near Galloway Bay. And please belong from Derek Osago. We'll give them a slip and we'll take a little sip of the rail of Mountain Dew.
It's our Hooli Halftime Show.
Let's go!
More excitement. Get ready for the Cyclone football game coming up tomorrow in Dublin.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Yeah, we got the voice of the Cyclones to introduce these guys.
Pretty impressive.
It's very brave. He was in Dublin when we had him do that.
Yeah. Very nice of him to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not every day you could just call up Wild Nap. Usually when we do this, it's on St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
But we're like, this is an extra special day, especially for Cyclone fans in our area, because Iowa State playing in Dublin tomorrow.
Put up the Shamrock signal, and
yeah,
they respond.
Yep. Promise them some Jameson.
There it is. That was the signal.
That was
the Reese's Pieces to their ET is little bottles of Jameson.
Someone went outside and threw a shot glass, and I heard it shatter across the city. And I went,
what?
Someone needs our help.
Assemble, Wild Nuts.
Assemble.
All right, let's continue our Hooli Halftime Show with Wild Nuts on Z102.9.
All right, this is a song about split households.
Oh,
we have those in Iowa.
We can relate.
Yes.
This is the Irish version of the Cyclone Hawkeye split household.
Love it.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
My father was an Ulsterman, proud Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They both married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born and things got rather tough.
Oh, it is the biggest a mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by a car to be made a little orange man, me father, shine and star. Was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, me father called me William, while me mother called me Pat.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
With mother, every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll. Then afterwards, the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart because I'd play the flute or play the harp, depending where I was.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
One day, me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. I tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight. And me being strictly neutral, I've asked everyone in sight.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Now my parents never could agree about my type of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, but I'm still caught between that awful color problem of the orange and the green.
Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
With the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Woo! If you're not excited for college football yet, you got one more song to find your...
This is your warning.
Your excitement nerve.
Yes, yes. We are getting hyped up, getting ready for week zero of college football.
This is a big deal.
This is huge.
An entire football team from Ames got on a plane, is in Dublin right now, where it's about 1 in the afternoon, maybe 2 o'clock.
Beautiful.
I'm sure they're practicing.
Yeah.
Getting ready to take on Kansas State, who was the team they ended the season with last year.
Mm.
And that will be a matchup at 11 o'clock on ESPN. It's the official kickoff to college football across these United States of America.
And the best thing we thought we could do is to get into that mindset, that Irish mindset. And the best way we know how to do that is with our friends, Wild Nets.
Yes. Yay! Yay! You two didn't take the call, but these guys did.
These guys answer every time.
All right, it's been a special morning, and they have a few more tricks up their sleeve. What do we have next from Wild Nept?
We have a song about Ireland.
Oh,
perfect.
The only one.
Yeah, we got one.
There's only one about Ireland anyway.
We better play it today.
Today's your day.
Fare thee well, my lovely die. A thousand times adieu, for we're gone away from the holy ground and the girls we all love true. We will sail the salt sea over and we'll return for shore to see again the girls we love and the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, you're the girl. Still I live in
the spirit.
It did.
Yes.
My juices are flowing.
What?
All my Irish juices are coming out.
My God, his Irish juice is flowing.
Now, we made one request of Wild Nept.
Now, this was bold of us to ask.
Yes. Is it possible you could give us a Wild Nept version of the Iowa State fight song?
Is it possible?
Is it possible? Anything's possible.
Anything's possible?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give it the good old college try, as they say.
Whew.
You guys ready? Claire, are we ready with the lyrics? By the way, as a guy who is auditioning for the Hawkeye Marching Band announcer job.
Yes.
And I'm still waiting to hear back. May this not...
I didn't know that was
up. This is not going to help.
Impact.
I didn't know there was a spot open.
Yes, spot open. May this not impact my application. I am
May
doing
not.
This in performance only. Under protest.
Hey, you're...
I'm good?
You're in the spirit.
I'm in the spirit.
Your Irish juices are flowing.
My Irish... What I just told you. My Irish juices are flowing.
It's healthy competition.
Okay.
Sure.
The Iowa State... fight song, as performed by Wild Nept.
For Iowa State, and may your colors ever fly. Oh, we will fight with might for Iowa State, with the will to do or die. Rah, rah, rah! Loyal sons forever true.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Enjoy the coffee and donuts, and we will see you back here.
Woo! Go State!
St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.